A steady stream of traffic runs through the small town of Sandy, Oregon every day. It's known as the gateway to Mount Hood. This used to be a town of lumberjacks. The timber industry was king here. And a wilderness designation means no logging.
It wasn't that long ago. This is a mill town. And so to have the city council unanimously support wilderness is kind of an interesting thing.
That's Scott Lazenby. He's the town's city manager. He says in the past, a wilderness proposal would end up in a Paul Bunyan-sized tussle. But Lazenby says the city council saw real benefits to having wilderness in Sandy's backyard.
We do have a watershed that our city water comes from. You know, it's important to protect that, and part of that watershed would be protected by the wilderness bill.
Not only that, Lazenby says these days it's not timber, it's tourism that brings money to Sandy.
Even though the number of people that can go into wilderness areas is relatively limited, the presence of wilderness as part of the larger recreation area is a very positive thing.
Under a massive bundle of bills now before Congress, 127,000 acres surrounding Mount Hood would become wilderness, along with other sites across the nation.
Right now we're standing in White River Canyon, and in the winter this is a really popular place for cross-country skiing, snowshoeing.
That's Eric Fernandez. He's the wilderness coordinator for Oregon Wild, a conservation group out of Portland. He says a wilderness designation still leaves a place open to all kinds of activities, hunting, fishing, camping.
You just have to leave your chainsaw and bulldozer at home.
Fernandez says, yes, this entire area will mean clean drinking water and wildlife protection.
But in this instance, the main reason that I'm so excited about protecting White River Canyon is because this area has the world's best sledding habitat.
Yep, he said sledding, like tobogganing. There's nobody sledding today, but we did bump into Jeff McNown, who's out skiing.
It's just great to come enjoy it on a weekday when no one's here.
McNown says he loves the trees and snow so bright it hurts your eyes. He's been escaping to White River Canyon when he can for the last 15 years.
You know, you have a wife and five kids. These moments are pretty precious.
The law that makes wilderness designations possible has been around since 1964. There are more than 700 wilderness acres in 44 states. But Oregon has lagged behind. Even conservative Idaho has more wilderness than more progressive Oregon. Mike Matz thinks that could change. He leads the campaign for America's Wilderness. It's been pushing for the new wilderness designations before Congress.
It's really become, amazingly so, kind of a motherhood and apple pie type of issue. I mean, this is something that Republicans and Democrats alike have gotten strongly, strongly behind.
And from Oregon's Mount Hood to rolling hills in West Virginia, from Red Rock Country in southern Utah to sand dunes along the Great Lakes, it looks like Congress will preserve 2 million acres more as wilderness. For the Environment Report, I'm Sadie Babbitts.